other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go up to PrisonPlanet.tv, the featured news article is MSNBC guest blows his credibility. And, you know, I think that's a good headline, but I think we should change that headline since it's the featured video. We should change it. It's also on our YouTube channel. We should change it to, in fact, I was thinking about this last night. I watched it with my mouth hanging open. We should change it to MSNBC Minion has total meltdown, or MSNBC Minion has total meltdown. I mean, he has a meltdown, just cussing and frothing. And here's the New York Times admitting the FBI creates most terror threats. Here's the Dan Rather saying, you know, the government helped blow up the World Trade Center the first time. And the guy's just nothing. Alex Jones says there's nobody real there. None of it. Blah, blah, blah. And then, by the way, that guy's been, well, I'm going to talk about it later. Maybe I have to pop in. But that guy's getting a lot of heat right now. And, hey, man, if you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen, bro. And, you know, they brought him on as a cause celeb. Wonderful. He runs up and screams at reporters so that they, you know, and cusses at them and sweeps. We need to shut these people down. And then now everybody's getting angry at him. But that video, MSNBC guest blows credibility, is just unbelievable. And that's just some of the articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to David Knight, you're going to be joining us with a big news blitz at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to take calls coming up at 800-259-9231. The phones are open, 800-259-9231. Anybody who wants to call in, you're on air, but just be ready to move on to the next person because I want to try to take, you know, at least 10 calls or so before we get our guest on. And then there'll be more calls into the third hour, and then David Knight's going to host a fourth hour of Overdrive. Some stations do carry the fourth hour. We don't always do it live. I do weird things on my show, different than other people. But that'll be also video streamed at PrisonPlanet.tv. He'll be hosting the fourth hour and taking your calls today. But, David, what else you got coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Well, we've got some information about small businesses. There's an article on InfoWars. They're murdering small business. The percentage of self-employed Americans is at a record low. And as this article states, it's from Michael Schneider's Economic Collapse. This is something that's been going on for decades, but it's accelerating. If you look at the graph that's down there, it's like an asymptote. It's going straight down to zero. And there's only about 7% of the people now that have small businesses. And
it's 90% of the new jobs, according to the head of the Small Business League, Mr. Chapman. I mean, this is incredible. And this is the plan, shut down all real communities. That's the plan.
Yeah, that's the chart right there I was talking about. It's just going down like exponentially down to zero. And, you know, it's more than just job creation. It's more than just helping the economy, because when you look at small business, that is really the mechanism for a lot of people to change their position in the social strata, right? It's your way. That really is your hope of change, is starting your own company and starting your own business. That's something that is, for generations, has been something in my family. You've talked about it, Alex, how if you started today, would you be able to do InfoWars if you started today?
If I started today instead of 18 years ago, I can say we would become successful fighting the globalists, but nowhere near. It'd be five times harder.
Right.
Now, knowing what I know, I could still do it. But if I started over at 21 years old, I'm 39 now, it would be really hard.
It is so much more difficult. And whenever they do these regulations, all these regulations are typically being driven by corruption of big corporations putting pressure on the federal government to add unnecessary regulations to make it impossible. Most of the burden falls on small businesses, and they want to make sure they don't get any new competition. So what they're really doing is they're cutting off the lower rungs of the ladder.
That's right. It's big business on record worldwide that always lobbies for regulations that they're exempt from.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They're exempt from it, or they add it into the price of doing business. It's like most of the big corporations get tax exemption.
Right.
And that's great, but they're lobbying to have higher taxes on us because they get it in corporate bailouts and corporate welfare. Great job, David Knight. We'll talk to you at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide now into the second hour. Just an update before I hit some news and go right to your phone calls. XM is moving the entire America's Talk from 166 to XM 244. So it has nothing to do with our show. It's just a mix-up of the channels they do every few years. So we're moving to XM 244 starting the 8th of April, I believe. So XM 244 for XM listeners that are out there. And we're going to be going to your phone calls at 800-259-9231 here in just a moment. We knew this was coming, but now it's up on InfoWars.com with a clip from the White House basically run anti-American group, anti-foreign banker run MSNBC. Democrats move to exploit terror watch list in new attack on Second Amendment. And they're doing what Rahm Emanuel called for. Obama has said he'll use executive power. They're saying, and they're saying they're going to introduce bills. They've done it before, but it failed. In 2007, it failed, the Lautenberg bill, that just puts you on a no-fly list, no judge, no jury, no proof, no reason. There's over 2 million Americans on it. Last time they released it, they say it's classified, and you cannot own a gun anymore. In fact, you can't buy one, and then they just come and take your guns. And they're also saying in the bill they tried to pass that they can just have government say they think you're mentally ill. The police in Texas, it was in the Austin American Statesman a month ago, have a bill introduced where they say they think you're crazy. Now, if you're crazy, we're taking your kids for CPS because you're homeschooling them, and we say that's illegal when it's not. And you're getting mad that you're crazy. Imagine the Nazis putting people down in those pits when they shot them. And they would have complained. They would have said, you're crazy. In fact, they did. They first used them, the psychologists and psychiatrists, to take people to the death camps and saying they were mentally ill. And they would just, the family would get a death certificate saying they died of the flu or they died of this or that. And, you know, oh, your five-year-old died of an aneurysm, you know, or appendicitis. And if you complained, oh, you're crazy too, take the crazy away, bye-bye. And we have an article up here, Rush Limbaugh to be sent to mental health hospital under Stasi Sense Program, question mark, Paul Joseph Watson. And the reason we say that is the Palm Beach, where Limbaugh lives, escaping Bloomberg's New York, He says he hates the corrupt government. They say, if you, quote, say you hate the government, call the police on someone, and the police will just come and knock on the door and see if everything's all right. They mean they're going to SWAT team you. That's what they do. So there is some of the report, and here, big bombshell report from Lou Rockwell, of all people. Now, again, this is five-year-old news, but I give it to Lou Rockwell for going with it because he's respected. They interviewed C. Bell Edmonds. She said this before on the show. We should have got her to talk about that. We're talking about the new case. She listened to the phone intercepts before and after 9/11, where the government was commanding bin Laden and commanding the leaders of al-Qaeda, al-Zahari, and all the rest of them, who it turned out. Some of them were dining secretly at the White House. Look that up. Look up number three in al-Qaeda dined secretly at the Pentagon. Then I predicted that since that came out, they'd stage his death, and they did. They didn't really kill that guy. He's basking in the Maui sun. His debt to society paid in full. And who loves you and who do you love? The Running Man. We ought to play that promo intro at the bottom of the hour that John Bowne put together. John Bowne's going to be with us in studio with David Knight. He's been running around doing great producer work, ferreting out news. I wanted to get the guy that shot the video or the guy that was arrested for iced tea. That's right. Don't have iced tea in America, buddy. That's a stimulant. I'm not kidding. That's coming up. And then the question is, you know, will they arrest Rush Limbaugh? It's a serious question. I mean, they're always saying, I'm crazy and need to be arrested. That guy's crazy. DHS, this is new and just broke. Paul Joseph Watson. Need to send that over to the Drudgenator at drudgereport.com. DHS seeks millions of more rounds of ammunition. Market survey asks companies if they can provide 2 million bullets within 30 to 60-day period. So they're sending the census out that some businesses get monthly now. First was every 10 years. Then it was a business census and community census. And listeners send me emails, and I see the comments going, I don't get a business census. You don't run a business that's on the radar. Okay, I've shown it on air. We get them now every year, and they're talking about every month. Well, guess what? The bullet manufacturers at FedBizOps website are now being asked, can you, and a bunch of companies are getting this, can you produce millions of bullets, 2 million rounds of ammunition within a very short notice? So they're also trying to ramp up ammo production and then hoard all that. And I've analyzed, if you want to know what's going on with this, this is a big thing. And I've talked to my sources in law enforcement. They concur and have said this is what they've been told. And you've heard cops and captains and others call in and say that as well. But I've confirmed with people I know are federal marshals, Secret Service, FBI, and yes, we have these sources, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of good people still in the government. Anyways, the point is that they're told, oh, it's being done to dry up the supply. And even this Esquire guy said, well, yeah, there's going to be civil unrest, and America's armed to the teeth. Of course you buy the bullets. to keep people's hands. And I go, well, then why is the media saying we're not? Well, they don't want to add to the hysteria that you're adding. The government and Obama, and it turns out this guy's hooked in with all these people, you know, is really trying to help. And what you're doing is dangerous. And, you know, we're not really all bad. Well, you may not be a bad guy, but I'll assure you the people running the show that control Obama are bad. You know, it's like Albert Speer said, the Nazi head of armaments and a bunch of other stuff. He said in the Nuremberg trial, you don't recognize the devil when he's got his arm around you. And I don't just believe that quote online. I don't just believe, you know, that quote. I actually saw him on PBS interview when I was a kid say that. And, you know, that's how this whole thing works. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls. And I did get the phone system up for folks that know I am able to see it, so thanks to the network. They were texting me who the callers were, but I got it launched here. Let's talk to Daniel in Louisiana. You're on the air. What do you think? They're contacting bullet manufacturers saying, can you produce 2 million bullets on a very short notice? What do you think of that? You're listening on XM 166.
Well, they're definitely trying to keep ammunition out of Americans' hands. Another thing to take note of is that with them demonizing, if you'll notice every time an issue comes up, they demonize specifically the AR-15 as a weapon.
And if they can ban one, they can ban them all. But, yes, they're showing that one because they know that's light, it's easy to use, and the American people can really take on the New World Order with it.
And the fact that NATO and UN troops are outfitted with that platform.
And they know they don't want us trained on that platform. Exactly.
That's right. And to be able to share ammunition. Well, what I called for was that yesterday, you know, the Pentagon released a statement that they could possibly be court-martialing anyone that mentions God or witnesses while they're in uniform and on duty.
Yeah, that's Fox News, and I'm so conditioned I didn't even cover that. And by conditioned, I already know that's so true for a decade that they're persecuting Christians in the military, that I didn't even cover it, and I could be literally hit in the nose for that. They openly came out and admitted what we already knew. If you talk about Jesus, when everybody else can talk about whatever they want, if you talk about Christ to somebody, you will be court-martialed. Well, I say everybody should talk about Christ, and let them court-martial everybody. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The news, and as they always will, they toned it down. My sister is a captain down at Fort Polk in Leesville, Louisiana. And yesterday, all Army officers were briefed that it is now military policy that if they hear you so much as say the word God or Jesus while you're in uniform and on duty, you will be court-martialed. There has not been a sentence set for it, but that is military across-the-board policy. It's not just being considered.
Yeah, well, let me just stop you here. For those that don't know, when they tricked in 1918, after the 1917 revolution, they tricked the brass to turn in their guns, and then they killed them all a week later. Then they tricked the general military who was going out to turn in their guns, because Russians were heavily armed like Americans used to be, or still are. And they, once they tricked them and turned those in, then they said, you will not mention God, Jesus, and you will no longer go to your Orthodox church or you're dead. And people went along with it, and then they were able to take over. This is the moment in America. And they are going to persecute Christians. Yes, Pentagon confirms that soldiers could be court-martialed for sharing faith. And Fox News confirms it, New American Magazine also. Pentagon, religious proselytizing is not permitted. And if you actually read the ruling, it says you were not to talk about God, but everybody else can talk about whatever. You know, there could be gang recruiting, you name it. What do you think this is going to do in the military? Because I have been besieged in a good way by listeners on the streets of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and they're all former military or no military. They tell me what I've seen myself. Let's be conservative, that 30-40% of the military are listeners of this show, know it's true because they're being given the training. They know I'm not lying because they're seeing what I've already told them, and that they are totally, totally and completely freaked out. And, I mean, the globalists really think they're going to make the military their enemy? What do you make of this?
Well, I think that they want to remove anyone or provide an inroads to remove anyone from the military that has a fundamental moral or ethical code. And even your loosely based Christians that are kind of, you know, borderline agnostic, they still have some sort of a moral code where they value human life. You know what I'm saying? And if they could create just a system in which they could target an individual and say, because we know you're a Christian, we heard you say some off-the-cuff comment like, oh, God, not this again or something. Well, you said, God, you're court-martialed, you're out. That's
but how do you expect people to go into combat and not pray to God?
You really can't. You can't have a military that's based on, because I mean, you would have there would be
no. I mean, I'm going to be honest. These godless people, on average, are a bunch of cowardly chicken necks who couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. And the globalists haven't deployed the robots yet, so we're not replaced yet. I want to come back to you and see what she said.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012. We saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food, you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. The crew not told me about this because they didn't want to distract me. But we don't say InfoWars is under attack like everybody else does when their site has a problem or they didn't pay their server bill and it goes down. I have like five top flight IT people, and we have big companies, and we have multifaceted platforms and systems. We are under attack. Right now, certified, multiple attacks, denial of service, but others as well. Ports, you know, being scanned, people trying to break into things from all over right now. Very sophisticated attack. And we've analyzed it and scanned the ports. The guys are telling me of Breitbart. I don't even know if Breitbart knows this, but they're intermittently giving the same service error. It looks like they're getting attacked as well. We don't know that with them, but it looks like a multifaceted platform attack, which is Obama's cybersecurity system, which even CBS News says is Russian or Chinese-style net censorship and a program to take on the alternative media, something Cass Sunstein talked about. So don't just think InfoWars will always be here. Listen, you notice that, and David and I were just talking about this a few days ago, before this even broke on Fox News, that they're coming out and saying Christians are bad, period. It's treason. That was the quote. This is what they're saying in federal briefings. See, separation of church and state means the government can't be involved in your religion and can make no law. It doesn't mean they can tell you you can't bring a Bible to school or you can't tell kids on the playground, I love Jesus. Or you can say, I love, you know, G.I. Joe or I love My Little Pony. I love Jesus. But they're like, oh, no, that's not allowed. And you see all these cases. These are radical authoritarians who their God is the state. And going back to the caller, if David Knight is still there in studio, and I'll get to all the callers. You notice this caller is getting a lot of time because he brings up stuff that's on record. Listening on XM 166, the switch is in about 4 days to XM 244. Daniel, what did your sister say with the officers that were sat down and told? You said it's more radical than even what we're told in the news. And what effect did she say, if any, this had on morale? I mean, this is the Roman Empire, 100 years into Christianity, had to let their soldiers be Christian because so many had. I mean, this is history repeating itself yet again. This is so over the top, super creepville, total proof of everything we're talking about. I mean, they're building worship centers at Fort Hood for the pagans to have their stuff. And again, any religion goes but Christianity. Go ahead. Tell us what she was saying about that, Daniel.
Well, the main thing that you stressed to me was that the media was going to probably paint it as though there was some flexibility, but that as far as the way they're grouped, there would be no tolerance and no flexibility whatsoever, that there would be no lenience. And that would be one thing to look for, that they're really downplaying it in the media as they always do. But the gist of her message to me was just that she was, you know, asking for prayer and for prayer for all of the soldiers because there are a lot of good people in that position now that they could be, you know, punished for something that's a basic human right.
I have a cousin who's been in the military as a non-commissioned officer, but has gone about as high as you can go. Let's leave it at that. Who's been in 24 years. He's got one more year, and he wanted to go back to combat. He's a great guy, but in his words, he wants to dial a pile of brass. It's like, you know, serious Nordic-type mindset. And he told me 6 years ago, he apologized at a family reunion. I mean, he's pretty close family. I see him all the time. He comes over to my parents' house all the time. And he apologized. He said, it's true about what you said about the New World Order. We've all been told, and he told me the base where they were told, that we're all going to get microchips. And I later confirmed a lot of troops have gotten these chips. And we're doing it as a test. And then now he said, national security, I can't talk to you at all. I probably didn't get promoted to an even higher level. They brought you up. And I go, well, is it secret about the chip? And he goes, just don't talk about me anymore. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not saying your name, but they obviously know who you are. I mean, come on, bud. And I know you want to go fly around and do all the stuff. You know, you're addicted to it. That guy's been everywhere. I mean, Latin America, Asia, Middle East. When I was a kid, he was being deployed in the Middle East for the first time. I remember him in his uniform marching off to be deployed to covert operations. But, I mean, you know, these guys already got microchips. I mean, I could have them call in right now. What do you make of that? I mean, they use the military as their guinea pigs.
It's so hard to say because there are so many variables, but it's just I do believe that they test a lot of that technology that they would like to use on us later in the military because they know they can get away with it. They know a lot of those guys, especially in higher positions, have no choice. And so they'll use them as a test bed to test the technology, for one. The other is that I think they let a little bit of that information leak out over time just to kind of introduce that rhetoric to the public.
Absolutely. God bless you. David Knight, we're going out to break, but after our guest leaves us here, and you're going to be riding shotgun right now, I want to get David Knight's take on this because, folks, I mean, man, it doesn't matter who you are. There's a war on Christians. They have taken the churches over. They've made them 501c3. They're taking the crosses out. And if your preacher isn't talking about this, they're a wicked devil, and you need to leave that church because it's not a church.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Studio. We've got John Bound in studio. We have Tino Brown in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that shot the video that has gone viral since it went up on InfoWars.com. Man drinking iced tea in parking lot gets arrested. A can of tea can apparently land you in the can. And well, yeah, it was drinking the iced tea. And I mean, this is so well known, probably one of the best-selling drinks out there. Is Arnold Palmer's Arizona iced tea. Well, he explained it to the state liquor officer, and for those that don't know, most of the East Coast and the Old South, if any type of alcohol is sold, it is a state store, and the state runs it. And you've got the liquor police running around trying to stop everybody. And it is a real travesty to see all this unfold. We're going to go to Tino Brown, who shot the video here in a moment, of the ununiformed. And this is a police state. We're not here to bash police yourselves, but the people directing the system. We have the most prisons anywhere in the world. They're building more. They're making felonies now for basically picking your nose. And the government's run by criminals that launder hundreds of billions of drug money a year publicly, like Wells Fargo and Wachovia, and no one gets in trouble. And the public are just a bunch of dumbed-down chumps, basically, they're being fed on. And this is a recipe for disaster, historically, for those that don't know. We're going to Tino Brown in a moment, but give people the details of this, because I know you're from North Carolina. David Knight, they're giving us a news breakdown, and then John Bound has also been contacted by the Fayetteville Police, and so he's got some additional info on this before we go to Tino Brown to get his take. David Knight.
Well, Alex, all I know about it, because I don't drink as a personal choice, but all I know about it is that, like you said, in North Carolina, only the state is allowed to sell anything other than beer or wine. So you have to go to an ABC store. They're run by the North Carolina state government, which makes the North Carolina state government the largest drug pusher in the state. But anyway, this I don't know anything about it, except this is evidently somebody that's not a regular police officer. This is somebody that belongs to that particular bureaucracy. And just like you see with bureaucrats everywhere, they're on this power trip, you know, and really kind of setting this up to entrap people. And we see this happening more often to minorities than we do other people. When you look at how you look at the ratio of people that are arrested for marijuana and that sort of thing, it's very skewed in terms of the population. I mean, it's bad that this is happening to anybody, but it absolutely does skew if you look at the statistics.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it right. Kombucha tea.
Yeah.
My wife likes it. My kids like it. And it had like maybe 0.5% alcohol in it. You have to drink like, you know, 30 bottles of it to even feel anything. And they made them cut it down and basically ruin it to have basically no alcohol in it. And now there's these other restaurants and places that put out the other type of sauces and are being told, we're going to arrest you two. Nothing can have any alcohol. They're talking about making Scope and Listerine, mm-hmm. which no one would drink to get high and kill you. They're trying to make that illegal, there's moves I've seen. So it's all about finding new ways to get you. And I saw articles about arrest, and they would have liquor SWAT team raids on stores that when they finally passed the state laws in different states, that if they hadn't got it off the shelves in time, they would clap them in handcuffs and try to put the store owners in jail who didn't even know. How do you pronounce it? Kombucha tea? And, yeah, kombucha. Okay.
And that tea is an Asian tea. It's got a very, very minor amount of fermentation, and it has other health benefits. And there was a case not too long ago where some child, a lot of people will brew this in their own home. They'll keep that fermentation going. And a mother was giving that to her child on a regular basis, and the family and the child, of course, got in a great deal of trouble with the government school over that. They treated it as if the mother was giving them whiskey or something.
I've seen arrest over a Luden's cough drop that should be in the candy aisle. There's not even, it was a cherry Luden's in the case, not even menthol in there. It was not a drug, but don't worry, they arrested her while the government ships the narcotics in. They ship it in to then watch us, the slaves, get it and then throw us in their prisons. This is the new modern slavery. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. They brought down China with it. Look up the opium wars for people that don't know. Tino Brown in North Carolina. They're in Fayetteville, sir. Thank you for coming on. We're going to get to you here in just a second. John Bound, you got a call from the police on this. Tell us about that. We're adding that to the article.
Yeah, we weren't sure exactly who this officer represented. So I called the Fayetteville PIO yesterday, and he returned.
Okay, so you called him.
Yeah. He returned the call this morning and basically said that they just show up on the scene. At the end of the video, you can see the police show up, and that's the Fayetteville police. They don't really know what's going on. But he said that officer does not work for the Fayetteville police, that he works for ABC. Actually, it's called ALE is the name, the Alcohol Law Enforcement Division, Department of Crime Control and Public Safety there in North Carolina. So he represents, this officer represents this cartel of alcohol enforcement there in North Carolina.
Well, sure. I mean, I've seen often, and we're going to our guest code enforcers, because I was sitting there with my parents and saw them go to their neighbor's house, and the guy had was fixing his shed. And these guys get out in these tan uniforms. They're not even sworn officers. Well, one of them was, because he had a gun and a badge, and they walked over real aggressive, and their eyes were twinkling, and they talked to him, and he was sitting there sawing in his front yard, and he looked at them, and they saw me filming and got all aggressive. I have some of it on tape. I've never uploaded it yet. And because the neighbor kind of got freaked out and said, hey, man, I don't want to be on TV, but I am a listener. But the point was, is they're like crazed. They're like looking at you like, I'm scaring you. Ah, and it doesn't scare me. It's like, ah, get ready, everybody. Ah, get at me. You know, there's a tyrant when they act like this. And I watched a video of this cop.
A petty tyrant.
Well, no, I mean, they come over crazed like criminals in an alley act. And all I want to do is stomp them.
Vampires.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying they're petty tyrants. And if you watch the video, X, as I call him, Extravagant is the name of the rapper. He clearly does nothing wrong at all that anybody would have done that. And by the way,
he's even a clean-cut looking guy. He's bad enough of the guy.
This guy's not a criminal. This guy's just waiting to meet some people to shoot a video later on. His music's not even up loud coming out of his car. You could clearly hear him talking. His music's not even loud.
Yeah, you can't even sit in a parking lot by a gas station.
It's a truck.
And drink an iced tea. No, I've been sitting there by the airport when I had to pick up Dave Mustaine a few weeks ago, and his flight was a little bit late, so I stopped at the gas station down from the airport. I went and bought some chips, bought a bottle of water. I'm sitting there surfing my iPhone, and what are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm waiting for somebody. Well, you can't wait here. And I said, did the store call you? I've only been here 10 minutes. And he's like, nope, but you need to move along. I mean, it's just all about, I'm in control. I'm your boss. You are scum. Get used to it. Let's bring up Tino Brown. Tino, tell us when this happened. What else happened behind the scenes? Break down what you saw go on here, Tino.
Okay, well, first I'd like to say thanks for having me on the show, Mr. Jones. And hello to all the other guests as well. What happened that day was Extravagant. I'm an independent filmmaker. He called me to do a music video for him. And I came out. I shot the music video for him. We were on our way to another location to do another scene. And they were like, you know, let's stop and grab a couple of drinks from the liquor store. And we pulled up to the liquor store. And I figured, you know, let's get a little extra footage, you know, just in case I may find something to edit to throw in the video. And as soon as he pulled up, pretty much the video speaks for itself. That's exactly what happened. You know, as you see, I'm parked near the garbage can. So it was very shortly after I jumped out the car that I was able to film him. So right from that point,
the liquor cop can't admit he's wrong later. He's just got a. I mean, why do you think he's still arresting him for tea? Break down what happened for radio listeners who haven't seen the video.
Well, what happened was he came over assuming that it was alcohol. The tall can, you know, I guess the assumption, African-Americans, malt liquor, tall cans. So when he came over, of course, we were both startled. There was no uniform. It was just like a stranger coming up. And he's coming aggressively. So he's like, what are you drinking? And he said, well, who are you? I'm drinking tea. So he tries to grab the can, and he says, no, I'm not gonna let you grab it. So he shows it to him. He reads it to him, half and half, sweet tea. And the guy says, well, let me read the ingredients. And which seems both to us just an excuse, because everyone knows Arizona iced tea does not put alcohol in that iced tea.
No, I mean, I probably couldn't have controlled myself. I mean, you watch the video, and it's just a crazy weirdo who never gets sick of messing with people. I mean, if he pulled up and people are totally drunk in a car, boom, you got him, cops come over, it's a done deal. But, I mean, it's an iced tea. It says iced tea. It's one of the biggest sellers in the country.
Yeah, and people are, the main question online is, well, did he spike it beforehand? No one knows, but the truth is this. First of all, I'm a 35-year-old man. If I drink alcohol, I can legally, and I'll tell you if I did, and he's over 21 as well. As well, he served in the military for over 5 years, and he fought in Iraq.
Well, that's why they probably hate him. But again, we're all enemies we put in prison. The point is they look for any excuse in this, but please continue.
Yeah, but I guess I'm just going to end it with, as you see, we never made it inside the liquor store. So It's, you know, so there was no liquor inside of that iced tea. And I guess my point is people are saying, well, you should have just let him smell it. Well, he asked for the ingredients. He didn't ask to smell it. Maybe he wanted to smell it, but he actually asked to look at the ingredients. And it would have been totally irrelevant looking at a Arizona iced tea can's ingredients.
But, I mean, listen, in Austin, they've got billboards up flashing saying, don't drink and walk. And then people are like, well, that's reasonable. Ever heard of public intoxication? And they had a guy who drank three beers in his own hotel steakhouse down at the Radisson in downtown Austin. I've eaten down there. There's a steakhouse down there. The cop watched him drink three beers over 2 hours. He was a businessman who'd flown in, done the meeting, watches a baseball game, drinks three Miller Lights, and is going to go up to his room, and they famously arrested him for being drunk in public. Over 2 hours, a businessman in a sports jacket eating a steak cannot drink three beers over 2 hours watching a baseball game. Is that a free country to go to his hotel room and go to sleep? I mean, this is crap. I'm sorry, sir, I'm ranting. So break down the arrest. I mean, what did you think once that started? I mean, break down when he wants to see the ingredients. He's already shown it to him. What happens next?
Well, he shows him what it says. It's iced tea. And then he says, no, put it in my hand. Let me read the ingredients. And at this point, like I said, he hasn't showed a badge. It's like a stranger. So it's like, who are you? He says the police. He hasn't showed identification. So no one's going to hand him over the tea for him to put his nose or his lips on it. And then at that point, he starts to get aggressive with Extrav. And everyone knew. And I felt like our rights were just being totally violated. I mean, I just felt violated. Everyone felt violated. Even onlookers felt violated because we all felt like, I felt like that could have been me. He could have been, had the camera on me. Hey, let me hold the camera and you talk a little bit. And that could have been me with a can in my hand. And, you know, it didn't cross my mind until afterwards that I looked and I found, you know, Trayvon died from iced tea and Skittles, Arizona iced tea. And it's like, you know, what's going on here? You know, so I felt totally violated just to look at it. This has been my friend for over 10 years. He served in the military for over 5 years. I don't know if this security guard has, but he's been to Iraq. I just felt totally violated.
Can I jump in for a second?
Yes, sir.
I just want to add that the shock that you feel is that it feels like an entire generation is being arrested right in front of you.
Yes.
For just being you. You know?
Yes.
And that's it.
Well, the issue is
no
the system is like lions eating gazelles. It sees us as food, and the secret police security guard just shows up and says, give me your drink. Doesn't even say who he is. And is so. And I'd be like, who are you? Tell me who you are. It would have never even gotten past that. Then I'd say, what's your probable cause? And I'd say, I'm leaving. You can do whatever you want. But instead, you act nice, and then it gets to this point. So then what came next for radio listeners?
What happened after that, he was thrown to the ground, grabbed by his neck, just manhandled, basically, in front of everyone in public. He was cuffed. He was on the ground, and it kind of reminded me just an animal, like a deer, you know, when they shoot them and they kind of just leave them there. And that's kind of how it felt.
No, that's what the training is. We are animals. This is, you've hit the heart of the New World Order. They're God, we're animals. Go ahead.
And then eventually an actual police car pulled up and the cop comes out running. And by that time, there's 3-4 people filming now. And I asked the cop, you know, do you want to see the evidence? You want to see the evidence? And, you know, of course, as you can see in the footage, it did, nothing mattered. And he was gone.
I got to be honest. I'm surprised this guy starts grabbing him and Extravagant didn't do something. Because, I mean, it's just, what these are is wimps who want to beat people up but don't want to be in a real fight. And I'm really sick of it. I mean, that's what I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, and you know what? Like I said before, Extrav is a former military soldier. He's very well disciplined, and he's also very well trained for combat. And since he's had experience in Iraq, you know, he knew what he was capable of, but he also knew the consequences. So, you know, it was just a situation.
No, I understand. I'm saying it showed incredible restraint. Now, they always like to trump stuff up after they've set you up. Where is all this going now?
Right now, he has a court date set for June 6th in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and we'd like for any supporters or anyone who wants to voice their opinion on the situation, they can follow me on Twitter at TinoBrown315, and they can also just keep staying on top of the YouTube channel, and it's going to court.
Absolutely. He should make a rap video or hip-hop video about this and the Constitution. It'd be super hot. That's how you fight back, is in the info.
You know what, Mr. Jones? I want to really commend you because right now he's in the studio working on it, and we're doing a video for it, and it's going to be something that it's about rights and the people, and it's going to be something that if you stand up for this, it's going to be something that you can share and going to want to support.
Fight the power.
And he's going to speak on it.
Absolutely. I want to do another segment and get John Bowne and David Knight's take on this. We're going to come back in the next hour and take calls. But you know, now they're saying the military can't talk about Jesus. All our basic rights as individuals are being taken. And so the cops are trying to act like they weren't part of this. But I mean, Fayetteville police did show up. They're all part of this. It's part of their system. And were they all proud when they put him in the police car and took him to jail? And what are they charging him with?
They're charging him with trespassing and resisting arrest, which everyone saw he didn't elbow or throw a punch or...
Yeah, and that's a felony in a lot of areas. Yeah, I saw that in the news. I was just making sure it was accurate. Now, we're going to come back and talk about this, folks. Not only is he gone to jail for iced tea, now it's an open for business place. He never gets there to buy whatever he was going to buy. You know, go home after the shoot, evil veteran. But now they're going to charge him with resisting to try to put him in jail because they're the winners, and they're going to show you the New World Order's the winners. Let me tell you something, bad cops. The New World Order's going to show you who's boss. They're going to destroy you as well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. 369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google. And the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
I know
your calls are coming up. Then we got Lionel, big TV host in New York, who's been exposing the tyranny. He's going to pop in after we take a bunch of your calls. I appreciate people holding. Look, I'm ranting, Tino Brown. You shot the video. It just so upsets me that, you know, you guys are polite. You're nice. You're like, it's a nice tea. He does this. Then they manhandle him. They basically attack him, tie him up like an animal, and then charge him with resisting. And I think they all need to be sued. I mean, it's just government needs to be brought under heel. It's out of control. It thinks it's God. And other points you'd like to add about, you know, the Fayetteville police are acting like they're not part of this. Is that true?
Yes, they are acting like they're not part of it. And I can't confirm, but from what I read online, they're saying that ABC is saying that the officer acted within law and he did his job correctly.
Yeah, they arrest people in Austin in Lago Vista for not wearing seatbelts. A woman was getting her mail like 200 yards from her house and took her seatbelt off to get it. And they took her kids, too. So I think you ought to permanently take their kids and send them to Siberia for no seatbelt. This is what these tyrants will do. They do it in every case in history. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Other points you or John Bowne or David Knight would like to add? Anything else you'd like to add, Tino Brown?
I just think that people should continuously stand up for things like this. You know, there's cases like this that go on every day in America. Unfortunately, artists, you know, they aren't followed by HD cameras like, you know, how I followed X-Trap that day. But if you see something like this, I would just urge anyone to report it to websites like yours, people like yourself, and other outlets, as well as local media stations. And please just stand by your word and know your Constitution and stand for your Constitution, because it was written by the forefathers and it's the law of the land. It's over federal and state. Know it and don't let them violate it.
Absolutely. I would say things, I mean, you know what to rap, but I'd say if you could take it from, if they could take it from me, they can take it from you.
That's right. And
I mean, I would just, you know, break it down. They think that we're their slaves. They think they're turning this whole thing into a big prison. And it's time for the good cops to stand up and say no to this. But, man, I tell you, these liquor enforcement people are the worst. Did you know in Texas they arrest people for drinking even one or two beers in a bar?
Wow.
I'm not joking.
In a bar.
Guys, pull it up. Man arrested for drinking three beers in Austin bar. Absolutely. I mean, these are nuts. I live in an...
Alex, can I say something here?
Yes, go ahead.
One of the things that's changed here is exactly what Tino Brown did, and that is video, taking video. And everybody's got a cell phone. Almost all cell phones take videos now. So now there's a lot of eyes out on the street. You know, Peter King said that they needed more cameras because of the Boston bombing. Well, he didn't want more of us to have cameras. He wanted the government to have the cameras. But the fact that we've got video, the fact that we've got internet, that's what can change some of this. That's what can change public opinion. And like you said, I look at that, even as somebody that doesn't drink, somebody that's not black, that makes me feel insecure to see that the police can do that and get away with it. And right now, they're still getting away with it. You can sue them, and you can get some money out of that. But what's going to happen to the officers that do that? Absolutely nothing. And they.
But
know
if he
that.
Would have resisted, which would be a normal human instinct, they'd have killed him.
Absolutely.
And the other issue is they still charge you when you don't resist.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy undoubtedly, Extrav, was probably putting Iraqis in paddy wagons to, you know, be sent off to wherever. So he knew. You know, so he controlled himself, but that still wasn't good enough. Being run over by tyranny, submitting, isn't even enough for these people. And that's what's crazy. Tino Brown, I want to invite you to get Extrav on ASAP on the Nightly News, or next week, because I want to break this tonight. If you can get him, I'd like to have you on the Nightly News to have him talk about this as well. But great job standing up for freedom. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
house. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.